I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Some 6 million Pakistanis have yet to receive aid, and forecasters are predicting 20 more days of rain. Yet Operation Mobilization's Ray Cooper says their national teams, who've been busy since August 1st, are using this opportunity to share Christ's love.
They've actually gone out in the name of Christ saying, "We are Pakistani Christians and we're bringing this relief. Do you want to take it from us as Christians?" And the Muslims and Hindus have just been so thankful and been surprised that Pakistani Christians have come out to help their fellow countrymen.
You can help OM through our website. Next, the church in China has been growing rapidly since the 1980s and has yet to slow down. Global Advance's David Shibley recently got to meet the original 22 uncles, or early leaders of the Chinese house church networks. Shibley says they represent some 16 million believers now, which reveals a desperate need for more leadership. In response,
Global Advance is involved very strongly in helping to undergird two training centers for new leaders for these churches.
Pray that the church in China would keep growing, but that enough leaders would rise up to guide it. And around the world, kids are gearing up to go back to school. Shoes are just a normal part of getting ready, but what about the millions of kids who live in extreme poverty and can't afford food, let alone school supplies and shoes? Over the past 10 years, Buckner International's Shoes for Orphan Souls has chipped away at this tremendous need, giving shoes and sharing Christ's love. However, as they enter their 11th season, they need more help now than ever. You can go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. To get your free copy, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org, and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.